What's the word on Main Street? I am so glad you asked. Sarah Pepper here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the literary and visual arts. Don't forget that the Anime Festival is happening all weekend in Bangor at the Cross Center. You can expect great people watching and opportunities to mingle with voice actors and free play gaming. On Monday, February 24th at 6 p.m., there's a sip-in draw at the gatherings in Surrey. You can bring a snack or beverage to share. The wine's provided. You do have to be 21 or older. You can meet new friends and then participate in the challenging yet rewarding experience of drawing the human body. You can bring a sketchbook and a pencil, charcoal, paints. You didn't go to art school? They don't care. Artists of all abilities are welcome. SurreyGatherings.org for more information. On Tuesday night, Maine Poet Laureate Julia Bousma will discuss the history of the eviction of an interracial community from Malaga Island in 1912, and she'll read from her poetry collection, Midden. That's happening Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8, at Blue Hill Public Library. If you need more details, bhpl.net. I try so hard not to be bossy, but I just want to say you have to go to Brooklyn Wednesday night for the Empty Bowl fundraiser. I'm going to give you the number to text for reservations after I tell you all about it, so get a pen ready. So many of our favorite things are rolled into this one event. First, homemade soup. And you can decide to have it served to you in a bowl made by a local potter, like Adam Bliss, Carolyn Mayer, Kathy Reese, Siona Olbrook, Lynn Curran, Josie Chase, Martha Martin, Odette Heidemann, Missy Green, and that's just a partial list. Dinner donations will support World Central Kitchen. Second, how about some Grammy-winning dinner music? We got that with Paul Sullivan on the piano. Before I get into trouble for not limiting myself to the literary and visual art event here, let me tell you about the silent auction that will be available on Wednesday night, and just Wednesday night, just in Brooklyn, at the Brooklyn School. You gotta be there. Or maybe have a dear friend sending you pictures and bidding on your behalf. The list of generous artists and businesses that donated for this fundraiser is amazing. I talked with Shelley Townsend, who organized the silent auction. She was so delighted by the response and noted that a lot of these folks don't even have a direct connection to Los Angeles. The proceeds from the silent auction are benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles and their Rebuild LA Wildfire Relief Fund. Art lovers will be delighted by paintings and photographs by folks like Adele Urson, Cynthia Winnings, Molly Dwyer, Chris Baker, and the other Chris Baker, Gunther Kampin, Jenny Brillhart, so many more. And there's more pottery to be had as well, with pieces from Odette Heidemann, Mark Bell, and Carolyn Mayer. Businesses such as The Wine Shop, Leaf and Anna, The May Boutique, and I swear, every single business in Brooklyn donated something for the silent auction. And author Peter Behrens donated a signed first edition. So there is truly something for everyone, and it's for a good cause. I encourage you to text Maribeth at 321-480-9208 to make a reservation. I can't tell you about all the things, there's just too many. You'll just have to send a text to Maribeth at 321-480-9208. Do you need something new to read? I finished Christine Murphy's first novel, Notes on Surviving the Fire, which was just published by Knopf. It's a novel that deals with rape culture, academia, and a bit of Buddhist philosophy with the timely backdrop of those California wildfires that the Empty Bowls event is a fundraiser for. She'll be reading in Portland February 27th at Print, a bookstore, and in Belfast later this winter. She sounds like a fascinating person, has a PhD in religious studies, and has lived, worked, and traveled in over 100 countries. I know you're wondering if she was a spy. But she did spend 11 months in a tent across the African continent and spent a year as a resident in a Buddhist nunnery in the Himalayas. Sounds slightly less spy-like. Anyway, she currently lives in Portland, where again she'll be reading on the 27th at Print. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Bebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?